We're on the trolley back alley, heading down to Nutmeg Junction. On the trolley back alley, heading for some Nutmeg function. All the people we see and the places we go, we'll have you right back by the end of the show. We're on the trolley back alley, heading down to Nutmeg Junction.
Previously on Professor A.
I'd like to make a report. I'm Representative Slater of the 50th District. I was just contacted by an alien called the Professor. She asked about mining. Thank you, Representative. Detail.
Yes, Supervisor.
We're done here. What are you doing? Don't point that...
The representative is resolved, Supervisor.
If you're lying to us, Dr. Robert...
Have I not obtained information for you? Have I not been fulfilling my assignment as agreed?
That's why I have not resolved the situation myself. Don't worry, Dr. Robert. We'll find your friend, and then we'll have questions of our own.
The professor sees us. She's creating the vortex corridor.
I'm cured? I'm... Oh my. I thought my future was a quarantine. Death.
We can cure the Vegans. All of them.
It means the Uni-Ones could have cured the Vegans all along.
And now the conclusion of Universe Mine on Professor A.
Professor, you opened up the vortex corridor to save us, but where exactly are we going?
It's time we picked up Dr. Robert, don't you agree?
Sounds good. Where is this Dr. Robert?
In the welcoming center. At least, that's where he should be. He's rather good at staying put.
A welcoming center? That's... You know what that place really is?
We know.
And you're heading back there voluntarily?
It is what we do for each other, for our friends.
I'm coming with you. It's foolhardy and we'll be killed... But I'm on borrowed time now anyway, so I can't complain.
We can help each other, Sarah. If you find that the Uni-Ones can be defeated, do you think you can convince other Vegans to the cause of freedom?
If others know about the cure, they will join us anyway. And if they know about the Uni-Ones knowing that they could cure us and doing nothing, they will fight with a vengeance. Every family has lost someone.
We're here.
I only have one laser partner, but I'll do what I can.
That will have to suffice. Here we go! Jump!
I hate this place.
You're back! What a wonderful surprise!
Officer Funston.
Put the laser partner down, officer.
You first. I wasn't going to try to arrest you anyway.
How do you mean?
Dr. Robert and I have made a sort of alliance. A mutually beneficial alliance. And so far, we're both still alive, so it's worked out nicely.
You haven't harmed him at all?
Me? No.
You've tried, though, haven't you?
Well, of course I've tried. But we are sort of partners now that the supervisor's here.
Not supervisor friendly. We have to get out of here quickly. Where is your friend?
My friends live on our home world. Why do you ask?
She was asking about our friend. Where's Dr. Robert?
In the conversation pod 7 Alpha.
Interrogation room.
I understood. Miss Gentry, Sarah, find Robert and get him back. I need to start the corridor again. I'll need to hack into the power grid of the Welcome Center to do it.
I suppose you need my help for that.
Thank you in advance.
Here it is.
Is that Miss Gentry?
Do you have a key?
That's my key.
Miss Gentry, how nice to see you. We've had some situation here.
I know her.
Bear! Both of you, come quickly before we're found out.
Too late.
Stop right where you are!
Stop and fire, maybe. Go! Go! Go!
I've had a fair hand at hide and seek here. Follow me.
Corridor is ready, Funston.
Here come your friends, with the supervisor in hot pursuit.
You could help them, Funston.
I could also turn you both in for a reward.
You're going to start pointing your laser partner at me now?
Don't blame the laser partner.
He's going to shoot the professor! I've got him!
What?
Good show, Miss Gentry.
Time is as good as any to go.
All for that.
Wait! Take me with you!
Don't all alliances come to an end?
Don't blame the corridor, Funston.
Funston! Officer Funston! We have lots to discuss. Why don't you join us in the conversation pod?
So this is how you get around. I admit, it's a little bit nicer than a Gentcraft 3000.
A little?
I'm just happy we made it back. Now we can go home, right, Professor?
Would you like to go home knowing the state of affairs that are on this world?
Wouldn't we go get some help?
We are the help. The help is us.
We'll fight for our freedom whether you help us or not.
That's the spirit, but we'll help you all the same. The first priority is to cure the Vegans. No more deaths due to exposure in the mine.
That means bringing the Vegans through the corridor. That's a lot of power, Professor.
That's right, Miss Gentry. Fortunately, we know the perfect resource on this world for it.
The quartz mine? It would be refreshing to use those resources to actually help the Vegan population.
But that still leaves the Uniwans. Unless we fight them off, they will still be in charge. So we need an army.
Where are we going to get an army of armed Vegans?
At the police station. My co-workers.
If you go to the station, what's to stop your colleagues from arresting you?
The Tell Us Everything initiative, remember?
Because I am my own proof. I'm cured. Even those in security, the police, they have families. And we're all touched by someone on the quarantine list. They knew I was going on the list soon. Someone probably already reported me before I was cured.
So if you show up and tell them you're cured, will they believe you enough to fight with you?
We'll have to take that chance.
I'm afraid she's right. We're back on the Vegent homeworld, near the government center, and that's near the station.
Here's my address. Can you make it there? Check on my daughter?
Looks like it's just a block away.
If I don't make it back, if it goes wrong, you'll take care of her, won't you?
You have my word. We will protect her with our very lives if necessary.
Then I will make my way back to the station on my own. And if I'm successful, I'll bring the security force with me to the mine.
That's right. We still have to get to the mine.
There's transportation up at my house that can help you with that.
I checked on her. Sarah's daughter. She's asleep. Not surprised. It's late for her. For any Vegan, I would assume.
I guess we'll be dealing with the night shift at the mine. But we've got to get ready for the big corridor.
Bear, did you find anything here that helps with transportation?
What do you know? Another Gent Class 3000. We're heading back in style, Professor.
Everyone into the vessel.
Internal cameras off. Internal sensors off. Internal audio off. Actually, you know what? Let's keep them on. Internal cameras on. Internal sensors on. Internal audio on.
Why do that, Bear?
They already have my number. So if my number's up, might as well have a record of it. Let's go! We're at the mine. Unfortunately, I recognize someone else who's here, too.
Is it going to be a problem?
Maybe. Maybe not. But we're already rolling the dice. It's too late to do anything else. Do you have anything that can cut metal if we aren't let in?
I can handle that.
Card's not working, so the system will be calling the manager.
Do you know the manager?
Yes.
What are you doing here?
Card's not working. Can you let me in?
You're not supposed to be here.
None of us are. I'm supposed to be a teacher. You're supposed to be in advertising. Instead, you're working the night shift at a mine. You're always working the night shift. Should have remembered.
What are those creatures?
They are friends. This is the professor. She cured me, and she can cure you too.
Cure me of what? I'm not sick.
Everyone gets sick. Just a matter of time. And once you're in quarantine, you never go back. You know that.
I'm going to have to report this.
I see the cough drops on your desk. You've been coughing. You have the management shift, but you catch illnesses easily. Your mother had that too.
You mean B1068?
Your mother. We need to be way past this stage. We need to get the resources for the mine. And we're going to get them. Will you open up?
I will not.
That's okay. I think the professor has a finger on the situation.
Ah, the laser cutter you wear on your index finger. No wonder you can handle it. I guess we've got to hand it to you, Professor.
Yes, it comes in handy. The door's open.
We're in now. What are you going to do?
I won't help you. But I won't stop you, either.
That's all I can expect from you, but I'll take it gladly. Thank you, Dina.
B1067.
As you wish. Professor, the quartz is over there. You've got some helpers.
Students, actually. But for now, they'll be miners.
We learn new skills every day, don't we?
I need you to help Bear while I work on the corridor. I've got to create a corridor large enough to sustain an army.
You're right, Professor. For the amount you need, you'll need everyone's help in the mine. Are you with me?
We're with you, Bear.
Ready as we'll ever be.
Let's go. Miners, fellow Vegents, I have a story to tell.
Say, where did B1067 go? The miners really respected Bear. They agreed to help.
And we've almost finished bringing enough quartz for the mine, Professor.
The modifications on my end are complete. Now, if we only can find a...
What was that?
That's the only warning shot you'll get. Kneel down or be resolved.
It's B1067, and she brought security detail with her.
What did you do?
I said I wouldn't stop you. But security detail, he will. We can stop all of this madness and go back to the way things were. When we were all safe.
None of us are safe, B1067. We will all die. Can you feel it in your lungs? You will soon. And what's worse is that the Uni Ones could have cured us all along, and they knew it. The Uni Ones, you and the detail work for, want us to die.
I don't think so. To all you miners, my records indicate a large security squadron is heading right here. From the size of it, more than a squadron, the entire security force is on its way. If you are working for us, you are a worker. If you're not working for us, you're a threat.
Threats
are resolved.
Professor, do you know if Syrah was successful, or are they coming to eliminate the resistance once and for all?
I have no way of knowing, but stand firm. Our course has been set, and we must see it through.
Detail, let me just talk to them. Just... C-9359, it is time to end this foolishness for everyone. Everyone can go to work, and you've been promised work release. You'll be a new Vegent soon.
Kneel or die, those are your only options, C-9359.
It's Bernard. My name is Bernard, and yours is Dina.
Knees on the ground now.
Be reasonable, C-9359. Please, Detail, he just needs more time. I can reason with him.
I stand for my people. I can do nothing else, and my name is Bernard. You can still call me Bear.
He will kneel. I know he will kneel. I know that...
Freedom time is now for all of us. Freedom time is...
No! Oh, Bear!
It's time for all of you to get back to the mine, or you can all be resolved. I don't have to wait for the security force. I've got all day. The laser partner doesn't run out of ammunition, and the choice is yours. Don't blame the laser partner.
Okay, Detail. You can blame me.
Syrah, you made it! And the security force, they're with us?
Yes. I'm sorry we're too late, for one. But not too late for our world and for what this Vegent stood for. I've brought all the Vegent guards who want freedom, and the laser partners for all Vegents ready to fight, just like this brave one.
Bernard! Bear!
Dina, you called me Bear.
No!
Can we do anything?
He's gone.
We need to fight for a freedom. Miners, are you with us?
C-9359 wanted freedom, and look what happened to him!
His name was Bear.
As long as the Uniones are in charge, you will never be free, and you will die. With us, you stand a chance. Will you fight for your freedom?
Bear! 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 Bear!
They're starting the Vortex Corridor now.
Step through the corridor and be healed. Step through and fight for your freedom. Freedom time is now.
Do we have room for this many Vegents?
If only the corridor is long enough. There's one location we can send the corridor to that the Uniones aren't expecting.
Is that the Uniones' home universe?
Dr. Robert, you're starting to read the corridor correctly. Well done. Now come on, we've got a war to win.
Are you coming with us, B-1067?
Try and stop me. Do you have a laser partner?
Take Details and fight for all of the Vegents who have been taken by it.
Take a laser partner, students. We are going to war, you know.
You don't have to tell me twice.
Locked. Loaded, Professor.
The settings are on stun. I can't speak for the Vegents, but we are doing things my way.
This is for freedom!
The corridor is shaking. It can't stand the strain.
It will. It must. For the Vegents, for every world. They've taken the Uniones by surprise. Great shot, Miss Gentry.
If they come for my professor, they come for me. Dr. Robert, it's genius.
It doesn't run out of ammunition. I'm a quick study.
What's the meaning of this? This can't be.
The Expansion Council did not approve your entry.
We don't approve of the Expansion Council.
We don't approve of your expansion at all!
You should not be here, B-106!
My name is Dina. Dina Fox, and we will never be outnumbered again!
Then you will be dead! Fire!
Charge!
The Vegents are charging the Uniones. Wave after wave of them through the corridor.
Every last one of them is fighting for their freedom. True freedom!
Freedom time is now! Freedom time is now!
We yield! We yield!
The Uniones are giving up.
Perhaps.
Professor, the Uniones told me that they lie. for any reason from relationships to haggling in the market, and they have every reason to lie now.
Be on your guard, Sarah. Tell your army not to halt the attack.
Forward! Forward!
Professor, the unicorns are dropping their weapons.
The ones in front of us are. So look where they are not looking.
There. There, on the ridge. They're setting up an ambush on the Vegans. I'll stop them.
And there, just on the trench. I almost didn't see them. That's a lesson for all of them.
We yield! We yield! Fully! Completely! Stand down! Stand down!
Open your corridors at every point. Let every Vegan sickened on our world be healed through your corridors.
Let it be done!
And what now, Professor?
It seems now actually is the start of true freedom time. You've won, Sarah. Your daughter will awake to a better world.
I must go to her.
But who will lead the Vegans at this critical stage?
There is a leader among you.
But I am not worthy.
You must rise to the occasion, Dina. Live not for who you were, but who you've become and who you will be in the future.
The Uniones got a taste of their own medicine, an invasion of their world by someone else.
The Vegans weren't interested in taking over the Uniones' world. They just wished to take back their own.
And if the Vegans had colonizing inclinations, we would not help them either. In fact, the opposite would occur.
Not even for a sense of karma?
The principle we follow does not replace one injustice for another. We are interested in restorative justice, but the ambassadors of each world can work out the details to achieve that end. The work will be challenging, but each may benefit from the other. The natural resources will be of use to the Uniones, and fair commerce will benefit Vegans as long as they can do their work without permanently damaging their environment.
What do you think will occur if the Uniones attempt to revert back to their old ways and start conquering again?
The three of us were instrumental in bringing about change to their world system, and it was done without anger. They will not wish to deal with a professor in a different frame of mind.
If it's all the same to you, Professor, I hope no one has to learn that lesson.
I wouldn't even want just the lecture and multiple choice examinations about it. No, thank you.
Some lessons may never be required. Now, if you're quite finished with your break...
Break? When did we get a break?
I suppose we just had one. If we aren't running from anyone or anything, or shooting a laser partner anyone, that's a break.
Looking at the multiverse map, there's a strange phenomena in this particular world right there at this point. Do you see it? It's, curious. We should learn something new when we get there.
Will it be dangerous, like our most recent lesson?
I could only promise it will be interesting.
Should we bring supplies, like a notebook, a pen?
Maybe just our running shoes, Dr. Robert.
You can bring your running shoes, but where we're going, there's nowhere to run. Are you ready, students?
As ready as we'll ever be.
Then. Let's go learn something. Now.
Thank you.
This has been Nutmeg Junction, Episode 24, Professor A, Chapter 8, Universe Mine, which was written, created, and produced by J. Timothy Quirk, 2018. It was rehearsed and recorded at WAPJ Torrington Community Radio in Torrington, Connecticut. The Professor A theme song was written, created, and performed by Lana Peck, copyright 2018, used with permission. Nutmeg Junction theme song and end credit song was written, created, and performed by Robert C. Fullerton and used with permission. The program starred Lana Peck as Professor A and Officer Funston, Kurt Boucher as Dr. Robert, Tiffy McKay as Ms. Gentry, with Josh Newey as Supervisor Friendly, Minor, and Uni-1-2, Olivia Wadsworth as Sarah, David Robinson as Bear, Deborah Goodman as Dina, and J. Timothy Quirk as Detail. We hope you enjoyed the ride on Nutmeg Junction, and may all your journeys bring you back to a happy home.